Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 590.
Today we hear from Vega. Welcome back, Vega. It's always fantastic to hear from you. She asks,
I've discovered that handwriting first drafts is extraordinarily productive for word count and getting out of my own way compared to typing into the computer, and have rapidly discovered that writing 2,000 words every day really wears down the body.
Oh, yeah.
Hand, wrist, the entire arm. So I'm taking measures to get better writing tools, i.e. fountain pens, and unlearn bad writing habits that come from using cheap stationery all of my life. I've re-listened to your great episode on ergonomics, made at the very start of the podcast, but are you able to speak again into this topic, especially about handwriting? Do you know any authors who handwrite drafts, and how did they do it without succumbing to carpal tunnel syndrome or repetitive stress injury?
The one author that I know of for sure that still handwrites drafts after all this time is Piers Anthony. He always started with a pencil draft and then moved to a typewritten draft where during the typewriting process he... Let's see, what was it? Let me see if I remember exactly, because he detailed it in his author's notes. He started with a pencil draft and then he handed it to a typist who proofread it as she was putting his manuscript in, and then he would go over it and check it for continuity errors and any changes like that. And then it would finally get rekeyed and sent off to his publisher. When he eventually gave in and got himself a word processor, he tried to go to just typing in and couldn't do it. So he still does his first draft in pencil, then keys it in, and does his proofreading and whatnot as he's keying in.
I think that Neil Gaiman writes his drafts on with a fountain pen.
Okay, so that's two. Now, I am not one who does much handwriting, because frankly, my handwriting looks like what would happen if Dr. House discovered morphine and cocaine at the same time. So I'm going to hand you over for this part of the answer, as far as the carpal tunnel-y stuff, to Kitty, who is a sketch artist and also does handwriting and can make a letter that looks like an English letter instead of like something that a rabbit on speed would scratch out with his foot while he was running from a fox.
Honestly, my advice is about the same as Dan gave at the beginning of the podcast, which is take breaks.
By the beginning of the podcast, you mean like episode 5?
Yeah. The beginning of the podcast.
During the NaNoWriMo walkthrough?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Take breaks. I find it easier on my hands and wrists than surfing the web, but still, you can't write for 3 hours and not expect to have some pain. So just take breaks, stretch your wrists out. If you can, play around with the angle of your surface so that you can try writing at different angles and whatnot and see what's comfortable for you. And that's about it.
Right. And also work up to it. Build the muscles.
Yeah, work. Definitely.
I would add to that, find other ways to utilize your forearms that aren't penciling or penning or keyboarding and mousing. Other gross and fine movements that use different parts of that muscle group will help keep the muscle build rather balanced, which will make you less prone to repetitive stress injuries and will also take some of the primary pressure off of those tendons that you're working all the time.
It's like when physical therapists recommend knitting for people with RSIs for typing. Sure, you can get an RSI from knitting itself, but it works different muscles than keyboarding.
And it pulls the tendons in different directions.
Yes.
So you don't build up scar tissue right on the same parts.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, so I think we got that one surrounded.
Yep.
Thanks very much for sending it in, Vega, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.